Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you're not following along on social media, you're missing part of the fun. You follow Jeff at Jeff2Funny. Follow Mullins, even though he doesn't want you to, at Mullins1067. You can follow Brian, who checks his Instagram with some regularity, at BMitch30. And you can follow me at JPFinleyNBCS on all the platforms. You can also follow Danny Rouye at FunnyDanny. Danny's beard line is looking sharp. Wouldn't you say that, B?
And man, he got to look good to have a show, man. He's getting practice for next week.
He's a fancy fella. We're going to see him. Actually, give him a mic. If we can, give Danny a mic real quick. Let's talk about your performance Monday night. I want to get into training camp stuff, but since Danny's standing there, we might as well.
Yeah, let's get into funny stuff.
Tell us what's going on Monday night.
DC Improv 30th anniversary. They are having a big party that I'm part of, a very tiny part, but they don't want to clean up, so they're having it at the 930 Club, which is really cool. So instead of having it at the DC Improv, which holds like 250, 260 people, 930 Club, bigger venue, bunch of headliners are going to be there, a couple local numbers like myself, Jason Weems, who hosts Mornings on PGC, he's hysterical. Mm-hmm. We're part of the show, but you got guys like Steve Byrne, Christian Finnegan, I think Tony Woods, local legend, a guy that Dave Chappelle grew up idolizing. He's amazing. Yeah. You ever seen him be Mitch?
Tony's on my, he's a member of my riding crew.
Of course,
he don't do much riding. He cracks jokes all the time.
Yeah. It's Brian Mitchell. Of course, he rides bikes with Tony Woods.
I've met Tony Woods no fewer than 200 times, and he wouldn't know me from Adam, which is pretty great. that's who Tony is. He's so funny. Rachel Feinstein and Jessica Kirsten's on the show. So it's this comedy / musical thing. And I know what people hear, they go, musical, comedy, like, what are we doing? So it's this band that takes what you say in your act and then makes a song up about it right there on the spot.
That's sweet.
So they have no idea what you're going to do, and then they do it. You can participate with them.
It's like an improv band.
Yeah, it's wild how good they are. But yeah, it's 7 o'clock, dcimprov.com for tickets on Monday night.
I've been curious about this because I've been to the Improv a ton. I grew up bartending around the corner from there. It's like an establishment.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And if you think about the comics that are from this area, that grew up here, whatever, where does the Improv, because to my knowledge, I know there's other places now, and I know there are venues that host open mics or, you know, like, wasn't Raw at Constitution Hall? Like, obviously there's bigger places to perform, but where does the Improv rank as far as, like, comedy clubs across the country?
I mean, worldwide, it's as good as you'll find.
It's iconic, right?
It's outstanding. And everybody, that's how they're getting these headliners to come back on a Monday night. You know, to come be part of the show only doing a few minutes. It's because everyone recognizes how great that club is. I mean, I've been all over North America, performed in Europe for tens of people. And the Improv is great. I mean, it just is. It's absolutely unique. It's phenomenal. It's how a comedy club should be. Low ceilings. Sometimes the AC doesn't work right. And everybody's packed right on top of each other. The staff is outstanding. They get it. They're not just there to sling drinks. The comedy part of it matters, which is essential. So everybody loves that club.
We have a question for you, though. You've invited all of your colleagues there. Are we being invited to enjoy, or are you going to use us to heckle us?
Yeah, are we getting roasted?
We're going to get roasted. Like, I know all my friends that were comedians, especially dudes in college that became comedians, they would invite us all the time, and we became the whole damn show.
Not for me. Not this time. I got like
like, you think not this time.
If I want to get roasted, I just open my Twitter. I'd like to enjoy myself Monday night.
Well, every once in a while we do it from 2 to 6:30. Like, we just say, what time is it? Is it 2012? Like, we get you plenty. No, but I've got like 4.5 minutes and they'll give me the light at 2. I'm basically there to do like 2 impressions and I'll go sit down and let the adults do it. But yeah, you don't have to worry about that, B. Mitch.
You got any previews of the impressions? The back. Chuck? Is Chuck coming out?
There's a good chance that Charles Barkley. Now, hold on. First of all, like I say, Kenneth, this is the Charles Barkley talking on the JP show, this Finland show with B. Mitch, too. I'm looking forward to the finals. Now that we had the draft, we can get the finals started. I like Atlanta. I think they have a good chance to get out of this round and go to the next championship round that's advancing after this one. Back to you, Ernie.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll see it. I'm sure you'll see it.
The fact that you can just drop in and out right of into that it is just go. Incredible. Yeah,
because sweet. It's very strong. Excuse me. You're very nasty. The short show is very nasty. Excuse me.
But that's the last thing we need is that one.
You need it very much. Okay? Believe me.
Where tickets are where?
DCImprov.com, man.
Cool. How much is it? $30 or something?
I can't imagine. It's you got to pay for the experience. I don't think they're here to make money, though. This is one of those, let's just have the kick-ass party.
One thing I love is that 9:30 Club is like also a DC icon.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what's so cool. It's landing in the appropriate place.
I love that. That's because DC is a great place to start doing comedy. I speak from experience. You can get on stage, you can get great stage time, and a number of clubs, a number of places have kind of come and gone. The Improv has survived 30 years in an industry where that doesn't happen. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
And so the 9:30 Club recognizes it, you know, DC Improv. And so the symmetry kind of between the two is really, really cool. But yeah, it's an iconic spot. Both are. And
the whole area
awesome
changed, but the
Club.
Improv is still there.
Yeah.
They build around it.
Well, what's changed more than the area around 9:30 Club? It was like a gas station, like a great place for drug deals. Now it's like 900 different gourmet restaurants with small plates.
And
you know?
Like million-dollar condos.
Yeah.
Duffy's is still over there, thank goodness. Duffy's is across the street still, right?
Isn't that where your pita terre is, that like little million-dollar condo that you guys have?
Yeah.
Isn't it right there?
I'm sure I have a pita terre. So, speaking of real estate, we're going to get into this training camp stuff. You're more than welcome to join us, but if you got to go, I know you got other things to do.
I might at some point. When we see Grant, I got to go because we got to do our Bust and Loose Baseball podcast, available wherever you get your pods, especially the Odyssey app, Apple Pods, and Spotify.
Hell, since you're talking baseball real quick.
Yeah.
This is a weird, we're at a weird intersection.
Yes.
Where I think the Orioles may have more to look forward to than the Nats. Is that?
It's not May. They do.
Yeah,
they're in a better place.
The Nats are not very good, right?
And
now.
Listen, the O's will always
we knew it was going to be like that. We knew it would be bad, but not this bad.
But we need to, like, where are my signs of encouragement? Because I understand the rebuild, and I understand we got some pieces. How are they looking? Because that Rochman kid looks like the real deal.
Yeah, he is. And they got another kid, Grayson Rodriguez, is on the way. It throws about 117. It's just a bucket of filth.
You're exaggerating, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank goodness.
But only slightly. They're young. They're in a buzzsaw of a division. If they were in another division, not having to play the Yankees, who already have over 50 wins, Toronto, who's as good as a young team is in the whole sport, Tampa Bay, who just wins on like 10 cents each and every year. Boston, who's surging, if they didn't have to play in that division, they'd be a playoff contender in any other spot. They're not there yet. They don't have enough pitching to be good enough, but it's on the way. They've got more to look forward to in the short term than Washington does. I get how we got here. I'm not begrudging anybody. It sounds
there's
like
a ring.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a ring, you pay
things
for it later.
Happen.
Your organizational guys that should be filling in the gaps right now, your Nick Pivettas, your Jesus Luzardos, your guys that you spun for veteran help to keep your window open, that's why you have those prospects. Now you need them to start to be, you know, building around your team. And guys like Brady House are years away, and I think we'll see Kate Cavalli within another month or so, maybe within the next few weeks. That SOB is nasty. Everything is hard. He's really, really good. Got a chance to be a front-end starter, but they're still a ways away in terms of fielding a good 25 that can really compete now with teams like the Mets, who are in win-now mode, the Braves, who've got a great young core. So it all kind of hinges on what Steven Strasburg's able to do, if anything, at any point in time. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know how the insurance stuff works and what cash they'll recoup or how that works for luxury tax kind of, you know, salary purposes or whatever, but you don't get around having a $35 million a year asset contribute zero. That's really hard for anybody outside of the Yankees and Dodgers to overcome.
Right.
A lot depends on that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think they were wrong to give him the contract. They just won the World Series. Things happen in this world.
Yeah.
Whatever. I still love going to Nats Park. Baseball is a sport that you can still enjoy, even not, it's different, obviously, mm-hmm. but you can kind of get through the doldrums because you're like, there's another game tomorrow.
It's harder.
1,000 more games.
Yeah, I mean, this fan base is still so new. I always try to remind myself of that and others, where if you want to judge us against Boston, Detroit, Philadelphia, you know, other places with, they've done the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows, the goods and the bads, where weeks turn into months, which turn into years, which turn into, you know, windows of competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to judge us on those standards, you're welcome to do so. I don't. We went multiple generations without baseball here. And if you wanted it, like JP did, like I did, you put your life in your hands and drove up to Memorial Stadium and, you know, you parked in someone's front yard and sort of, you know, figured it out. You're dodging stuff like the Matrix to get, you know, some Boog's Barbecue and a
Camden Yards was awesome, though.
Camden Yards is great.
It's my favorite park in the majors. It's outstanding. Fantastic.
Still one of the best 10 parks in all sports,
I'm still mad at that
hotel
that we can't see the Broma Seltzer Tower anymore.
Yeah, that stinks. but it's, you know, it's the kind of thing where a lot of fans haven't done this, B-Match. Like, a lot of fans haven't gone through this. Wait a minute, what do you mean they're bad? And it's not much fun right now.
Like a 12-year-old kid
never
has kind of only known them to be good.
Yes, you never saw it. And, you know, when they first got here, they were in trailer parks at RFK, and they were worse off than most expansion teams.
I got another team around here, too.
Yeah, you know, and it was it was a gong show. But now, you know, they had that window of greatness where it was only the Dodgers, maybe, and the Yankees who won more games over that course of time, and they were awesome. And that's really, really hard to replicate. So now we're going through that ebb. Now we're going through that downtime. This is an experience. People aren't going to go as much. People aren't going to tune in as much. For those that do, you find reasons for excitement like you're talking about. Watching Luis Garcia hit right now is fun for me. Watching Keibo Ruiz frame up pitches and throw runners out is fun for me.
There's still Soto. I mean,
obviously, but he's struggling so much.
Sure.
It's kind of like, you know, a little bit of, it's old because it's not new and novel at this point.
Right.
You can, you know what he's capable of, obviously, but you can start to dream on some of the young guys. You know, is you know, Lane Thomas with this power surge here of late, is he an everyday outfielder someday? Question mark. You hear my voice going up, but like, you don't know.
Right.
But those are the kinds of bits of intrigue that keep fans coming back.
Totally. And I just think, I don't know if you've heard my contention, but I think Mike Rizzo is the best general manager, talent evaluator, team builder this city has had since Bobby Bethard.
Yeah.
That's not hard to say, though.
Perhaps that's a low bar, but comparing him somebody to Bethard's legit.
Yeah,
I mean, Bethard's a Hall of Famer. Bethard put together one of the greatest dynasties in pro football history,
four visits,
right?
10 years.
And I have faith in Rizzo to get this thing right. I hope fans understand that on a big picture level, people are willing to give them the leash they need to get this back.
It's a challenging situation that he is in, right? With an ownership group that's shown, you know, a lot of faith in him, but at times has hamstrung him.
Yeah, they don't want to pay anybody.
Trading Trey Turner, for instance.
For example, another example is Rizzo had a deal in place to move Bryce Harper before he was going to be a free agent in his walk year, and the ownership group nixed it. Now, that's not the craziest thing that's ever happened. That's happened in other cities as well, but sometimes there are some constraints. Now, with this potential ownership change, you kind of don't know what you don't know here in terms of budget and things. There are other stories as well I could get into. But Rizzo's track record is excellent. People can point to misses all they want. Papelbon probably wasn't a great idea. Handing the keys to Rafael Soriano in the ninth, you know, probably wasn't the best idea. Mm-hmm. But the amount of hits, like if I'm another GM on another team and he calls me, I scream in terror and hang up the phone. Because I'm going to lose that trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Wilson Ramos deal from Matt
Capps. Trey Turner? I can't remember the trade, but I remember everybody's like, wow.
They gave up a fourth outfielder. The guy is a folk hero here. Steven Souza, who made a great diving catch to prevent George Zimmerman's no-hitter.
Right, sure.
Steven Souza, if everyone's healthy, is a fourth outfielder on your team. And they just inserted themselves into a trade between San Diego and Tampa Bay. They go, not only will we take Trey Turner, an outstanding prospect, but this guy Joe Ross, who will eat some innings at the major league level, we'll take him too for our fourth outfielder. You really want to offer us that? No take backs.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right.
You know, the times he spun a little for something that was meaningful is, are too many to count.
Yeah.
So, yes, your point about track record is absolutely right. I don't know what the next few years are going to hold in terms of ownership. Do you get a Steve Cohen blank check guy, or do you get someone that's going to treat it like a business who wants to spend 100 to make 103? Or is it, you know, a guy that says money's no object, just win me 95, 100 games?
Right,
we don't know.
Bezos in the NFL, why don't he come by the MLB team?
Yeah. Is there any hints of Bezos?
I haven't heard word one. The only name we've heard, as far as I know, is Leontis, who's already a minority owner of the team.
Right. Leontis owns like 3% of the Nats, right?
And then, I can't remember the number, but yeah, but something like that.
But I think the Lerners own like 3% of everything over in Chinatown. I don't know that, but I believe there's like shared...
Most of those buildings might be theirs. Because that's what they do.
Sure.
Just look at one of the bottom corners. What's that word? It says learner right there.
Yeah. Is that the L?
They have a lot of stuff, man.
Yes, they do.
We've kept you far longer than I planned.
That's okay. I like talking to you guys.
All right, so let me tee this up.
You have a package out there, too.
I do?
Yeah, you do have a package.
The box.
And it says, like, liquid or something. You want to open it live on the air?
Fragile liquid.
You should do that on your show.
No. Fragile we don't liquid? Do that, no.
We'll do it in a different room?
Yeah. JP always wants stuff to happen. I'm like, if it says fragile, you got liquid in it, I would stay away from
this
it.
This end up?
Sounds kind of weird that you have a package that's fragile and liquid.
I'm trying to think of what it could be. Like, if I know something's
what's
coming.
What's the best case scenario that it is?
Food.
Liquid food?
Liquid food?
Like a milkshake?
Vitamins? No. Liquid vitamins?
The something. Best liquid food would be a milkshake. Or I guess soup.
No, liquid food.
Nobody's sending you no soup and no milkshake in a damn.
Yeah, it's not in that.
You don't want to send food.
That would be crazy if they sent you a milkshake in a box.
Do you realize, because I'm such a fatty inside, do you realize?
You always say this. You are like cut up and in great shape.
Not cut
you
up. Are, Let's
you
stop
are,
it.
You are a studio fat guy. You are fake fat. You are not fat. I will stand
it's
up.
It's nice of you to say. I am pudgy. There's extra in the middle.
Listen, I gave you grief yesterday about the bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
That's very real. You're not
Those are
pudgy.
Very real, by
Would
the
you
way.
Describe him as pudgy?
No.
Very soft. I'm very soft. I have protective skin
We're
over
not
my
pro
muscles.
Pro athletes, dude. You can't measure yourself to Brian Mitchell. I've learned
I'm
that.
Not, I'm
way.
Not what I should be.
If you're not, then we're all screwed.
I got no chance. What was my point? Oh. If there were no effect, there would never be a time. Like you go, hey, there's Danny. I would always have a milkshake. Like I'd have a running milkshake at all times if there were no repercussions.
Are you aware of the best milkshake in the game right now?
What is it?
Oreo shake for Potbelly. Elite.
Is it?
Elite.
Is it better than what Ted's Bolton's putting out?
I need.
We'll have to go try both.
Yeah.
Are you up there? Are you up there with what the Silver franchise, Silver Diner,
sure.
the different diners put out?
Tasty Diner.
Tasty Diner
has a hell of a milkshake.
You sleep on American City Diner, which is no longer with us,
dude. I do not sleep on that. I grew up going to church two blocks away and have spent many a morning at American City Diner.
I thought you were going to say the best milkshake was Khalees.
It does bring all the boys, to, the
boys
yard.
To the yard.
It does. It's documented.
Danny Ruya, you can listen to him every day.
Megan Thee Stallion is doing a milkshake song or pull off of Khalees' song.
Are you aware of what the Stallion is doing to him, to his body right now?
No.
He comes in here, what do you say, once a month, tells us about his new diet?
Yeah. And he has a new diet every month.
Right. He doesn't keep one.
No, he doesn't stick to it.
I don't know why he comes in to tell us, but whatever.
Like we really care.
Yeah. But
I'm not looking at his body, believe me.
Well, I am because I'm a weirdo. The Stallion has lost a little bit of weight in his stomach, but he's kind of getting.
It went to his calves.
He's getting man boobs. His calves couldn't get larger. He has the largest calves in the world.
The biggest calves in the world. Remember Hulk Hogan stuck by his arms? Calf.
He might need a man's ear soon. Check him out.
So is it an optical illusion where there's just less in the stomach, so now what's always been there is different?
I don't know.
It could be that.
Maybe.
But JP pointed it out. I never look. I don't know.
He's also so dumb as a brick that when he comes in here to tell us about his diet every time, maybe he's like sucking his gut in, and then it makes his upper half look bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've done that move.
Danny Ruya. Monday night, 9:30 Club. It's going to be awesome. When we come back, there's a new name. For the Commanders practice facility. We're going to tell you what it is.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.